from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. There's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the publican is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's got all cranky and the cook's acting queer. What a terrible place is a pub with no beer. Then the stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He presses up to the bar and pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer as the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. Then the swaggy comes in all smothered in dust and flies. He throws down his roll and rubs the sweat from his eyes. But when he is told, he says, what's this I hear? I've trudged 50 flaming miles to a pub with no beer. Now there's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits, but the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes with fear, cause it's no place for a dog, round a pub with no beer. Old Billy the blacksmith, for the first time in his life, he's gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen and she says, you're early, Bill, dear. And he breaks down and sobs and says, the pub's got no beer. Well, it's hard to believe that there's customers still, but the money's still tinkling in the old ancient till. The Wyandots are happy and I know they're sincere when they say they don't care if the pub's got no beer. So it's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes comb. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, than to stand at the bar of a pub with no beer.